Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is from Mark, the 11th chapter. The following words: those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. This is the text. You may be seated. You and I have seen the scene often: an army marching on a town, the vanguard clearing the way and protecting the king, and then the king majestically riding in the middle of it all, and the rear guard bringing up the rear, as it were. The king is always seated on a war horse, mighty and tall and in full splendor. This is the scene seen here in Jerusalem with some major differences. The crowd was not greeting the king by saying, "Long live the king! Oh, king, we are your subjects. We'll do your bidding." This crowd was shouting things that made it sound like the king was going to do all the work and not the subjects. They shout a verb, a command at him: "Hosanna, save now." And then they make references to somebody bigger than the king. "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the highest, the Lord." This is a different procession. This is a different king from beginning to end. "Hosanna, save now." Yes, Jesus saves now. From the very beginning, the angel Gabriel said, "You're going to put on him the name Jesus because he will save the people from their sins." "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." The Lord God sent this one here. So this greeting, "Jesus, Hosanna, Jesus, save us, save now," is still valid today. That already is appropriate because Jesus is coming into town to save. The way he is going to save, though, is different. He will save the town of Jerusalem, but not by sending in his troops. He tells the troops to stay low in the trenches while he goes and conquers the hill called Golgotha. And he ascends the hill, and there he battles and wins. He gives his life so that God's justice is done, is satisfied. If anyone here understands what I'm talking about or how this is just, make an appointment with me. Come in and tell me, because I do not understand God's sense of justice. This is something that needs to be believed, accepted by faith. Why? Because God said so. "Son, you must die so that they may live. And the son, Father, if it's possible, remove from me this bitter cup. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." And what does the Father say? "No, I don't know you. You are sin. Away from me. You must die." And as soon as he says, "It is finished," and inclines his head, the Father's arms come down. He scoops him up and says, "My son, you have redeemed the world." Justice. You get it? I don't either. but I accept it and I believe it. And I'm happy because of it. And I will live eternally because of it. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This is the Christ, the Messiah, the promised and the endorsed and the sent by the Father into the world. This one has pedigree, this Savior. He is not a generic Jesus. We know of 40 Jesuses at Jesus' time. All liberators, all coming to free the Jews from the nasty Romans, from taxes and so forth. This one has a higher purpose. He is not here to be involved politically or sociologically or economically. He is here to be involved with us spiritually. And in order to free someone spiritually, you have to penetrate the soul. And you have to fight off the demons. And you have to wash away the sin that condemns and brings us into the grave forever. This one saves. And out of the ugly and nasty grave, he makes a temporary bed for us. Until today, we call the place where we go after this life a bedroom, cemetery. Sema is Latin for bed, cemeteria, bedroom, place of many beds. The Roman soldiers called their barracks cemeteria. The kingdom of David is restored. And that's a direct reference to heaven. David, the greatest king of Israel. His son was smarter. But nobody talks about the kingdom of Solomon. We talk about the kingdom of David, the one that God put in place. When they moved into that land, they looked around and said, but the Ammonites and the Moabites and the Edomites and the Hittites all have their king. We are the only ones that don't have a king. Oh God, give us a king. God said, okay, we'll do king. Pick one out. And they picked out Saul, who never listened for a moment to God. And Saul was a disaster. And then David was installed by God. The messy story is all in the book of Kings. But David is the one that fell deeper than any other king. Not only did he commit adultery, he plotted the murder of one of his soldiers, platoon commanders, Uriah, so that he could take his wife Bathsheba. So David is dead, and God sends him a messenger, Nathan, and restores him and pumps life back into this corpse called David, who penned that psalm, my God, why have you forsaken me? But I'm a worm and not a man. He felt like a slug in the slime and the dirt of sin. I am the man, he confessed. You are the man, Nathan accused him. He confessed his sin and God restored him. Jesus was weighed down by the sins of the whole world. And God restored him after he died. The kingdom of David is restored in Christ Jesus. So the crowd is not exactly marching orderly like an army lockstep with spears and swords drawn. They are waving palm branches, acclaiming the king. And this crowd is strange too. From sublime to the ridiculous, or the other way around. Hosanna, save now. crucify him, crucify him. As flippant as humans can be, as unreliable as only humans can be, this crowd is thoroughly human. This crowd represents you and me. That's us. Hosanna, and then crucify him. Only God, the Holy Spirit, can give us the wisdom, the light, the serenity, the foundation, and the power to walk in the light of God, in the light of Christ, in the light of faith. The crowd has been greatly improved after it was born again through water and the Spirit at holy baptism. Isaiah looks at God and looks at his people and says, "You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. We are clay. And in the pottery of the king, God alone has any power and any say-so. He made each and every one of us." In another place, the Bible tells us that we are created to do good works, not destructive works. We will conquer the world, not with swords and spears, not with might of an army or power, not with war horses, but with humility and with love. Jesus did not ride a war horse either on that day. He was riding a donkey on a tiny colt, the son of a donkey, so small that his feet quite possibly were dragging along the ground. But this is the king that God sends into this world. The king's birth was different. He was born in the kingdom, but not in the capital city of Jerusalem, in a padunk little town called Bethlehem, in the same area where David had been born. And he was not laid in a crib or a little bed. He was laid in a manger. He was not born in the palace. He was born in a stable. He was born away from the glitz, from the power, from the education of the kingdom. The only ones to visit him that night were the hygienically challenged, shall we say, shepherds who came to worship him. The most uneducated, the most marginalized of society that lived in the hills. This king was different because this king is sent by God. This king is not self-made or self-proclaimed. His kingdom is not according to the ways of this place, he would tell later Pilate. And this king's strategy is completely different, for he came to serve, not to be served. He came to redeem the world, and redeem the world he did. For you and for me and for our benefit and joy. Let us enjoy the new life that this king came to bring until the day when he comes again. He said he would return and the king shall come again. For us now, Hosanna is still in effect. The king saves now, still, today. The king saves you and me from all trouble. Save now is still as valid for us as it was for the people of Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. The king is eternal because he came from God who is eternal. This king served us, his people. He doesn't call us subjects, but he calls us his fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters. This is our King. Him we love. And out of love, him we serve. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.